Hi everyone, Michelle from Boo Sounds here. Recording from our church. I was packing up from my afternoon of painting. I finished the painting called Head First, which I'll have a picture of on this. It's a picture of Jesus diving headlong into the dumpster, going after a soul. I just realized I forgot a detail, but that can be rectified. Probably next time, but for now it's fine. I've been cleaning some brushes that were that needed severe cleaning. For all you artists out there, if you get caked on, hardened, paint, acrylic paint on your brushes. If they're not too bad, you can get linseed oil soap. I know it seems funny, but oil and soap don't sound like they mix, but in this case, they do. Went and been working on that for, like I said, part of the afternoon. This morning, did a little bit of house cleaning, did the dishwasher, got leftovers taken care of. I did the base of a ham soup yesterday. So, we'll see how that does when I go to make the actual soup. I'm really hoping that it'll work. I've been praying for good weather. Because it's been looking like a little bit the possibility that it could be a little bit chill on the chilly side with regards to break forth. So I'm hoping not. It's been a good day. What else can I say? This sounds so bad. I should go into what I'm going to do the rest of the day because it's not finished yet. Tonight, there's going to be a Bible study, and it's a meal. We usually break bread together and it's usually a good time. George has been working real hard at getting the sound system, taken care of. You'll find his booze about it at Hi-Fi George. Excuse me. After that, I'll be packing my backpack. Okay. It's one of the guys upstairs. I don't know what's going on. Not much to pack. I just have to put in maybe what I'm going to do to use tomorrow or Friday. I haven't decided if I'm going to take much, because last year wasn't much for notes. So it was a lot of worship and prayer and stuff like that at the orientation. So I might just go really super light, but I'll still pack it anyway because that'll be what I take on Friday, well, the whole weekend, really. I'll also be looking at some clean laundry, figuring out what I'm going to be taking. We're going to are wearing, and the, you know, for break forth, and also to the week to come. You know, just it's nice to have that. Nice to have that set aside. I'm ready. What else? Well, then, and hopefully it's not too late. Hopefully after that, I will be enjoying a nice hot bath so I can start off the conference nice and clean and fresh. Doing a lot of praying today. I know that kind of sounds that's maybe not what some of you want to hear, but you know, it's part of my life. But I've also been in reading Word. I was in First Kings, I think six today, six or seven, and Luke 2, which is talking about the Christmas story when Jesus was born, which we just celebrated not too long ago. So it was nice to, within the month of after Christmas, to be covering that. I've also been working with the Lord with regards to my writing. I have been going through a real dry spell with regards to it. In fact, I'd almost have to say that it's akin to an illness. Because it would affect me physically. It would just be like a, just in my spirit, it'd be almost like a pressure, a squeezing. And it's just, you know, I just couldn't write for 2-3 months. I could not do anything. No poems, no postings on any of my blogs. You know, and that's, for someone like me, that's really tough. So, praise the Lord. Well, through my writing letters to him, I have been able to, well, I've been able to get back into it. And Our relationship has deepened because of that, too. There's more of a flow. And sentences are not as clipped and choppy and stuff like that. Anyway, so yeah. Break forth is coming up, like I said. Tomorrow's the orientation. This is day 2 of the countdown. Sometime tomorrow, I will let you know how my day was. I'll quit rambling. I pray your journeys are safe. Take care. God bless. Bye for now.